From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting trigger pulled on Britain's Brexit. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday formally began Britain's departure from the European Union. She notified European Union Council President Donald Tusk in a letter coming 9 months after voters in the United Kingdom opted for Brexit. David Davis is the Secretary of State for Brexit.
The idea is to make it as similar as possible to what went before, but still work. The reason for that is because you're right, 40 years, you can't just change 40 years in 2 years. And to give us time over the coming years to change anything we want to. We won't want to change everything. There are lots of parts of European law that are good, lots we approve of, but there will be some things we want to put right.
European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker called for unity among the remaining 27 EU members. Your Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met today in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu as allies examine their next steps in the campaign to defeat Islamic State.
Today's conversation is built on three mutual long-term goals: working together to defeat Daesh, ISIS, building stability in the region, and bolstering economic ties between our two nations.
Secretary of State is looking to build on progress from last week's meeting of coalition partners in Washington.
Over the past 18 months, the U.S. military's ability to operate from Turkish bases has enabled us to increase operations against ISIS by 25% without the utilization of any additional aircraft required.
Now, Turkey has been a NATO ally since 1952. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities said Wednesday that the attorney general from Mexico's Nayarit state was arrested at the U.S. border in San Diego for suspected involvement in cross-border drug trafficking. Edgar De Vallita, who serves as the top police officer for the western Mexican state, was indicted on counts of production and distribution of various drugs. Vallita has an appearance scheduled Thursday at the San Diego, California courthouse to determine if he can receive bail. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is supporting a corrupt government that preys on its citizens.
At the same time, the UN peacekeeping mission is mandated to partner with the government to consolidate peace and security. In other words, the UN is aiding a government that is inflicting predatory behavior against its own people. We should have the decency and common sense to end this.
Her comments came just days before the expiration of the mandate for the $1.2 billion mission. In Iraq on Wednesday, a suicide truck bomb exploded in southern Baghdad, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens of others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out similar attacks. Meanwhile, Iraqi special forces and police are battling IS defenders in western Mosul as they edge toward the Al-Nouri Mosque. In eastern Mosul, the victims to ISIS atrocity continue to hide. Nashwan Yassin refuses to emerge from a dark room, living his days by candlelight, ashamed as his right hand was cut off by ISIS. He says, "I don't want to come home because I don't want my family to see me like this. Now I hide myself in this room. I don't want to see anyone. I was free as a bird. Now I am not free any longer. I stay in the room almost 24 hours a day." Unknown gunmen in the central Pakistan have killed a prominent local leader of the minority Ahmadi community a day after a new report spoke of increasing violence against what is referred to as the country's most persecuted religious sect. Police and community spokespeople said Malik Salim Latif, a lawyer by profession, was on his way to a court with his son on their motorbike on Thursday when attackers ambushed and fired at them from behind. And the White House confirmed Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit the United States for talks with President Donald Trump on April the 6th. President Trump will host Xi for 2 days at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. A White House statement said the agenda will include global, regional, and bilateral issues of mutual concern without giving any specifics. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.